Hello, everyone, and welcome to another dynamic episode of Impact Ed Podcast at ALEAF ISD, the only smart choice for your child to have a brighter future. Today, I am super excited because I have the new 2025 Teacher of the Year. Teachers of the Year, excuse me. All right, and so I will allow them to introduce themselves. Starting with Ms. Harmon.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Sherita Harmon, representing the Marshall Center for Advanced Careers, and I am the ALEAF ISD Secondary District Teacher of the Year for 2025.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ms. Paula Pineda. I am coming from Horn Elementary School, which is going to be known as Horn STEM Academy next year, which we are really excited about. And I am the Elementary Teacher of the Year for 2025, representing ALEAF ISD.
All right, ladies. So first I have to ask you, they call your name, you go on stage. How are you feeling right now? Like, what does that feel like?
Okay, you want to start or I start?
Go ahead.
Okay, so when just being there, for me, it was a win. Because I never thought that I was going to be a finalist to start. But then being there, I was like, no, I got this. And I told the ladies, I'm like, whoever wins, we all winners already. Right. And we all deserve it because we all work hard, right? All teachers, we all know what we do. So just being there, I was like, I won already. So, and then like listening to the speech, there was some words that were like towards the end. I'm like, okay, like this sounds just like my bio. And then like, and she's saying like, when she say like moving to a new country, and then I was like, okay, so, but that, because I remember that I wrote, okay, I come from this, like I was born and raised in this country in El Salvador. Mm-hmm. So when she say moving to this country, that's like, I was just waiting, but it wasn't just me who was foreign, right? So I was like, okay, so, and but then she said El Salvador, and I was like, oh my God, so I just remember what I couldn't believe it. Like, it was unbelievable for me. And I remember holding my hand just like you have mentioned. Because I was like, it was a very, very special moment. The only thing that came to my head, it was like my kids, how proud they're going to be. They were going to be about me and everything. Because we always talk about having goals and doing things, doing what is right, working hard. And everything. So I always tell them, whenever you do something, it's not, don't think about getting a prize. Mm. It's just, but the prize is gonna come to you eventually. So that's what happened because I never expected this. Whenever we do something, we do something without thinking about what's gonna come up after that. And just being there, it was a big accomplishment. And now I tell them, like, now I'm your role model. So I'm opening the doors for you so they can follow my steps. And then.
It was definitely like a highlight of my life. So that night being there, standing on the stage and listening to all the things that they had to say and trying to take it all in. Trying to contain your excitement. Like, I won't forget it. It was a highlight. And I was sitting there listening, taking it all in. And then she started saying key things. And I was trying, and I remember at one point, I just did that right there and I dropped my hands. And I can see my husband and my girls over here and I can hear them. And so it was special. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that it was special. And I know what I do. Mm-hmm. I know what I do and why I do what I do. But I won awards local, state, national. But being named the Secondary Teacher of the Year in a district that I've been in my entire secondary teaching career is just something different. And it's definitely a goal, something that I desired. And it was definitely a dream realized. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I will not forget. I have rewatched the videos over and over again. And I see something and hear something different every time. And like this morning, we were on the way in, and I could hear my daughter on her phone. And when I turned the radio down, she's listening to the video. She's seven. She recorded on her phone. And like, I started tearing up just hearing that back and hearing their excitement as they were reading. Because when she started saying certain things, they knew. And then I could hear in the distance because my in-laws and friends were sitting in the back. And so they know the things that I do because it's a family affair. It's all involved. Yeah, they did an amazing job putting together their speeches that night. And so,
it's unforgettable. And yeah, you do so much. I mean, but it's something that it will always be there in our memories.
Absolutely.
So it was a very special moment.
I love that. I love that for y'all. I know it is definitely well deserved. So I want to go into, you decide to be a teacher for whatever the decision was, whatever that moment was like, you know what, I think I might want to go into education. What was that like for y'all? What was that pivotal moment, that turning moment where you were like, I think I want to be in education?
I didn't think I wanted to be an educator. When I was in high school, same thing, HOSA, like we have now. Mm-hmm. I was in a program. I was HOSA because I wanted to be a nurse, so I thought. Mm-hmm. And then it went until I decided to go to the Navy. I did the pre-swearing in a week after graduation. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. I did not have a plan B. Mm-hmm. I did not have a plan B and was sitting on the couch one day. And then I saw a pharmacy tech program at Concord Career College. And so I signed up for it. And so that started me back on track to getting into the healthcare field. And so I did that program. I went to work and it was like, okay, it's time for you to go and get your degree. So I didn't start on my undergraduate degree until 7 years after I graduated high school. And I was able to get it done in 3 years, working a full-time job, going to school at night, doing an accelerated program. My degree was not in education. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, but I knew I was not going to be staying in Memphis after I graduated. And so everything just lined up. I started applying for jobs here. And one of the jobs I applied for that got a call back was at Remington College, and it was doing what I do now for high school students, but these were with adults mm-hmm. who had to pay for their education. I fell in love with education during that time because I had so many different experiences in my positions mm-hmm. that I had there. And after that, if you don't know how proprietary education works, it's a whole ball game in itself. And so I did that for about 3 years, and then I went back into the industry. And I was working there, and then I got a text. She either texted me or called me, Miss Platt. She's another mm-hmm. health science teacher here, asking if I was interested in teaching.
Yeah.
And so we went through that whole, and here's a crazy thing. I applied in 2014, but I didn't get the job. And literally a year later, she sent me another text. Hey, I'm at a conference. Do you want to teach? Yes, go ahead and apply mm-hmm. and everything. And so I took my lunch break, the job I was at the time. I applied and everything. And so I had to go outside for something, and I didn't take my phone. And when I got back in, I had a missed call from Ailey. Of course, I called. It's at the end of the day. Yeah. Call back, no answer. So I got home. I said, you know what? Just prepare. The next morning, I got up. I got my dress out because I'm preparing. Right. And before I left the house, I got a phone call from HR. Are you available to come in and do an interview? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. So I started in August of 2015. And I was at Hastings mm-hmm. when I started out in the annex teaching midterm and principles of health science. And then they threw a third mm-hmm. prep on me my second year. But I fell in love with it, and I'm still in love with it to this day. Every day is a new adventure. Every year has gotten better as I learn more about myself and these kids. Mm-hmm. And because of me learning my kids. You know, we talk about building relationships. Mm-hmm. To do what you're doing, you have mm-hmm. to build those relationships mm-hmm. with your kids, with your colleagues, mm-hmm. with the administration, not just on your campus, but in around. The district mm-hmm. and even, you know, people on different campuses. So I've taken advantage of every single opportunity that has been afforded to me, because education was not on my radar, but I was destined and purposed for this work. It was definitely something that God gave to me, and I'm, you know, glad I accepted the calling, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. You're here for your babies, yes. for those kids. They need you. So, yes, yeah, ma'am. Same with me. I was also going for the medical field, just like her. I wanted mm-hmm. to become a nurse as well. That was my dream, working at Texas Children's Hospital. I wanted to do, I always wanted to be around kids because I only have one daughter. So yeah. I love kids. And then, but after a while, well, when I was just about to enter to the nursing program, that's when I had to, well, I divorced. So I was like, I'm not going to be able to afford to go to college. So I had to quit school for a while and work and to support my daughter and everything. And then one of my good friends, he's a teacher. Well, now he's a principal wow. at HISD. Okay. So he was like, hey, you know what? You should go back to school. Like, you like school. I always love school. He's like, you can work and go to school at the same time. Maybe think about teaching. I'm like, you think so? He's like, yeah. But I'm like, I like medical field. I want something related to medical field. He's like, no, you should try it out because you're going to be able to work and go to school at the same time. So I ended up going and seeing the advisor and everything, and I ended up changing my major. And then, so yeah, I started going for my practices and everything mm-hmm. and getting my hours in. And that's when I started to fall in love with the kids, especially my community. Yeah. And then I saw all the needs that we have, especially those kids that they come from different countries, so I could relate to them. So that's what motivated me to continue. And coming to Horn, I did my student teaching at Horn. Mm-hmm. And then I fell in love with them. I had, at that time, it was very hard because we had the bilingual program. So it was like an early exit. Mm-hmm. And being in fourth grade, and it's all English. And having those kids, they were struggling with the language. We had like a language barrier. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm needed here. Mm. So I ended up staying at Horn, and I love the community. I love being a teacher there. I love my kids. And just like you say, everything we do is about those kids, getting to know them, knowing their backgrounds, knowing their needs, building a relationship with them and their families. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think just like you said, it's like a calling. It's something that it's not a profession. It's like a vocation. It's something mm-hmm. that comes from the heart. Because mm-hmm. being a teacher is that you need to love what you do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because you're going to give your 110%. This is your life, and it doesn't matter what's happening to you outside. When you are in that classroom, those kids depend on you, and right. they are your kids, and those are your babies, and you're gonna do everything, and they deserve the best of the best.
Yes.
So yeah, and they need to know that. And when they come to my classroom, sometimes, like at the beginning, they don't want to talk, but once they start to build, you start to build the mm-hmm. confidence. Mm-hmm. Like they ended up owning the classroom. Like now I just can sit back and they can teach the lesson. Right. So that's how, like, but it takes time. Mm-hmm. But it is seeing that is what motivates me to keep on going. So it's telling me, okay, what you're doing is right. You are doing what you're supposed to be doing. So yeah, and I am proud to be a teacher at ALEAF, mm-hmm. and I am here for my kids, and they know that. So yeah, and I'm glad to be here.
I mean, I love that. I will tell you guys this: when it comes to teaching, it was not my first idea either. If you watched the previous video, I can tell you that. However, the road to success is not a straight line. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it looks differently. And I think sometimes we overlook opportunities like teaching and education to make a difference, because it truly increases, you know, how you handle life. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn from them every single day. Mm-hmm. You want to be your best for them, and you find yourself, you know, trying to plan things for them and mm-hmm. just make their life easier. And I remember I used to dream about my kids and make sure they were okay. And I would be falling asleep doing lesson plans because I was just so excited in being a teacher. So with that being said, my next question is this: what are the responsibilities of a teacher? Is it just to teach instruction and content?
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, you have like, is their well-being, everything. Correct. I mean, and their social skills is everything, whatever is going on at home. Yeah. You need to know, like, if your kid comes, okay, I teach fourth grade. So if the kid is falling asleep, you don't know what's going on at home.
Yeah.
So you need to find out first before you start getting on that kid. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And that's my main thing. I always need to know. I need to know what's going on with you. So luckily, like, I'm really close to my counselor, and that's what I said. That's why one of my goals is to go back to school and get my master's in counseling, because I see all the needs. And for me, it's easy because they can speak to me, and some of those kids, they don't know English, but whenever I go, okay, hey, what's going on? Like, just take a few seconds, a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Not going to take me more than a minute to find out what's going on at home. I say, okay. So once I know what's going on, then I can proceed, and then I'll understand. I need to understand, because if that kid is fine, then he's going to be able to learn. But right. if he's not okay here, or there is no way his head is going to be somewhere else. So we need to get to know them. We need to establish like I said before, a relationship with them, and they need to we have to earn their trust.
Yeah.
If they trust us, then it's going to be smooth. It's going to be so that way they're gonna be able to learn, and they're gonna have a bright future. Mm-hmm. But we have to make everything possible to make it easy for them as well. They need to know that they can count with us. Yeah. Just like all the things that you do for your kids. Yeah. So we kind of do the same thing in our school, like with the social worker. And it's not just being in the classroom. Yeah, I go to their apartments. I try to be involved, talk to parents, mm-hmm. Talking to their about their future. Because for us in our community, especially Hispanics, we come here with the labor, right?
Yeah.
So the parents might think, okay, if my kids graduate from high school, then he's done or he made it. And I'm like, no, that's just opening the door for him to succeed, like, so he can go to college. Maybe it cannot be like a career, but you can get a technical degree or something. Mm-hmm. But we as teachers in primary school, we need to put that in their heads too. Everything is possible. So if you're learning English, mm-hmm. that means that you can accomplish so many things in life.
Yeah.
So it's our goal to guide them mm-hmm. the right way. And we always talk about goals and how to succeed. And we follow the 7 steps of a leader. So mm-hmm. leader in me. So they have, I always tell them, oh, hey, we have to think win-win. Or mm-hmm. So, yeah, but... it's not just about the academics. It's like, it's so much more behind a teacher. It's everything is from the heart. So, yeah.
Speaking of from the heart, Ms. Harmon, I hear you have a lot of different organizations or things that you do for your students on the secondary side. And as far as post-secondary careers, can you tell us a little bit more about what you provide for our students?
So when we talk about being more than teachers, we are teachers and counselors and APs and principals, and we are social workers, mm-hmm. college and career advisors,
mom, everything.
We are best friend. We are besties.
Yes.
And we are resources.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We are those things that they need that they are ashamed to ask for. Mm-hmm. And so being a teacher, you have to be observant with your eyes and your ears. Mm-hmm. And so being observant has led to a lot of things that I've done. One of those things is starting HUGS, which is a mentoring program, and HUGS stands for Helping Underserved Girls Succeed. I didn't want to say underprivileged, say underserved. So in that age group of 15 to 18, because when we think about things that are done for girls, we see little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we jump from little kids, maybe early teens, tweens, beyond this 15 to 18 gap to single motherhood. Mm-hmm. That's who we see get that attention. And so my focus was that. And so during the second year, that's when I had that idea to do that. It was just a mentoring program. We were focusing on cultivating the whole girl academically, emotionally, mm-hmm. personally. Well, just an open space to talk about things, to provide them with activities, to do things. We had monthly meetings, we had outings. And then from there, we started doing dream prom projects when I was at Hastings. Mm-hmm. And so me and Miss Spriggs right now partnered up to start doing dream proms. And it was more than just the dress mm-hmm. or the shoes. It was every single thing, to photography, to buying the prom tickets, to, okay, your date needs something mm-hmm. To wear. So we got it all the way covered. And I've done so many things in private. Buying food, stashing mm-hmm. it, putting it in a bag so you think it's a backpack, and sending it with mm-hmm. The students to go home mm-hmm. and even like toiletries and things like that. So I've won small grants where I could spend that money on things. And so I started, it's like here in the ladies' restroom, and having like sanitary products, mm-hmm. Mouthwash, toothpaste and toothbrush, like. And those kids, like, they need it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And, mm-hmm.
So people that know me, I get messages. I have mm-hmm. a good friend of mine. Every year, she'll call, hey, happy teacher. That's what I say, Sharita, mm-hmm. the happy teacher. She was like, what do you need this year for your classroom? Like, while we low on toiletries and things mm-hmm. like that. So I keep deodorant and chapstick, mm-hmm. all those things. So, girl, you have to walk down to the nurse's office, you know, when it's your time. You need mm-hmm. to go to the restroom up here. So I have those, and they know that. Mm-hmm. And so, just a couple of weeks ago, my mom called. She's like, hey, one of our coworkers has some brand new prom dresses. Okay, put them in the mail. I'll send you money for the shipping. I met a lady a couple of years ago at an award show. She's a nurse mm-hmm. by trade, but she also owns a shoe boutique. Mm-hmm. So she sent me a message. She was like, hey, I got some shoes you need it. She donated 37 brand new pair.
That's amazing. That's
prom
amazing.
Shoes. Mm-hmm. And so 37
pairs.
And she delivered them to me. She lives in, did she say Texas City? I think mm-hmm. she said. So okay. She lives down that way. Mm-hmm. And she delivered them up here. I just sent out a message and say, hey, need some prom shoes. Took a picture. And they came. I even had one of the guys, he was like, well, I sent it to my girlfriend. I'm like, as long as she likes something, mm-hmm. we have her size.
Yeah.
You can have it. But I do things for students, not just the ones on my roster, but mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. students, period. Mm-hmm. I see me and some of my students. Mm-hmm. I see students who they really just want somebody to notice them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're different today. Hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you're tired, just get up, go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. splash some water in your face, stand in the back of the classroom, or I'm hungry. Any little mm-hmm. thing, they just need somebody to pay attention to that. So sometimes when we think about bad students, they're not bad.
Oh, no.
They
absolutely
are working
not.
Full-time jobs because they are one of the household
incomes.
Providers. Mm-hmm. They're up to three. I had a student last school year. He was working, getting off at 4 o'clock in the morning wow. and then coming to school. So it's just so much that happens. Mm-hmm. And then you have to think about our students who they are here with mm-hmm. other relatives. Their parents mm-hmm. are back in their home countries and yeah. things mm-hmm. like that. So they may have only left enough money for this amount of time. And yeah. like the kids are frustrated because, you know, like, I'm hungry. I need mm-hmm. this.
Right.
So we have resources to utilize. My mm-hmm. Students have to wear scrubs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't afford to go to the laundromat. Okay, bring your stuff up here. You know, let me show you what to do. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do. Wash your scrubs, dry mm-hmm. them so you'll have them available. It's just so small. And those kids do anything that I ask them to do.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God, yes.
Anything that I ask them to do. So with that, I have another nonprofit. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, but that actually started in 2012 when I was trying to decide what I wanted to do for my birthday. I wanted to do something different. So I started that, and we started feeding the homeless. Mm-hmm. And we just do random things. And so I use that also when the funding is there to use it. Otherwise, it comes out of my pocket, mm-hmm. or I call my husband and say, this is what I need, or my sisters, mm-hmm. my godparents, anybody. Or they just randomly send money. So mm-hmm. There's a lady I met. She works for a major oil company, and she just put me on her list for her company to donate. So I know every year I'll be getting mm-hmm. this amount of money, and I can use this towards what my girls need, or I can use this towards what that is. I have a boutique in my classroom that I started because students don't have dress business casual or professional dress jeans. That's not it. So mm-hmm. let me not only show you, but provide you with things that you need. I'll run to Walmart in a heartbeat mm-hmm. and, you know, buy something. And, you know, it's just, I don't want anybody to ever feel unseen mm-hmm. or unheard, mm-hmm. you know, and they want to do something so very simple, things that some kids take for granted. Like, that's a big deal to them. Mm-hmm. So if my kids don't know nothing else, they know that they can come to me judgment free. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have it, I'm going to find somebody mm-hmm.
to support them. Yeah.
I'm going to mm-hmm. find somebody to do that. And so they're not just my kids till they leave my class and then they graduate. Like, when one of my old students, she's married, kid, she's working as an ICU nurse. She came to the award ceremony. Like, we still keep in touch. Yeah. I was graduation invitation for this past weekend. So, like, we're family.
Oh, yes.
Now. Absolutely.
Like, we're family yes. now. So I don't complain mm-hmm. about the things that I do because there are things that I want to do. It's a lot to teaching.
A lot.
It's not hard. It's just a lot. It is a forever moving wheel. But if you tune in, if you utilize the opportunities and the resources that are provided to you, it makes your life a whole lot easier. Then you can give your students what they need.
The world, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, no, maybe I have to learn from you because I don't talk too much. Yeah. I see, like, you're more like a people person. You know, you talk easily, like we make friends. And yeah. So I'm more like, I'm kind of shy in a mm-hmm. way, but just like you do, like, just like you say, I also like dance so much for my kids. Because just like having the other end and mm-hmm. toothpaste mm-hmm. and everything, I started doing that. But then I stopped because sometimes I feel like some parents, they might get offended or something. And then, but just like you say, it's not about the parents. It's about the kids. So going back to you, I should start doing that again. Yeah. I remember I used to get those coupons and I even learned how to use it mm-hmm. just to save some money and buying stuff for them. And I think I remember it was my first year of teaching. There was this girl to whom I did that. I grab a bag and everything, and I gave it to her. And there was an award that I got, the MVP, mm-hmm. oh, back in 2019. That was during COVID.
I get MVP in.
Yeah.
Was it maybe 2020?
Yeah, I remember. Time. Like, so it was because I used to do that. But yeah, like I said, now I need to follow your steps.
I have a plastic little storage bin. And this was like uh-huh. week before last. I had two students. Like, would you happen to have deodorant? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I just turn around and they're the little small kind. Yeah. And it's yours to have. Mm-hmm. Keep it in your backpack. Right. They just forgot to put on deodorant when they left the house.
I used to, like, I should start doing it again. But I just, the only thing is, like, they always know, like, oh, she's coming to the apartment. So I'm like, okay, so you want pizza? Or like, if they did something big, I'm like, okay, you want to go Chick-fil-A
to celebrate.
Go, yeah, so yeah, right. It's mostly like that. And then for Christmas, I noticed some of my students, they always wear like the same sweater. So I'm like, no, if I buy for one, I have to buy for the whole class.
That's how they get
Yes.
Every time, the little faces.
So I was like, and then I do that. But yeah, everything comes from out of your pocket. And then just like I said, but it's seeing their face, seeing their happiness, that's the reward that we mm-hmm. can get. Yeah. So now I see why God put us both together this right. year as teachers of the year, because maybe that we have some things in common.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we everything we do it from the heart, yes, and we do it for our babies.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Just like seeing, like I have 9, 10 years old students taking care of their siblings at home. So, and yeah, so that's something huge too.
There's so,
and
yeah, many
exactly. Yeah, so, and everything at the end, and then at the end, everything matters, no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. And just like you say, sometimes just one hug makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Like seeing a smile on your face and letting them know that you're there for them.
I will say this, when it comes to having teachers in ALEAF ISD, we have an amazing professional development program that's 3 years of ALEAF U, of being able to support you if you are interested in teaching. Come on down to ALEAF ISD. We have a program for associate teachers for $51,500 as your starting salary. We also will help you guys prepare to go ahead and take your certifications. And then for our starting teachers, $64,100. And then we have stipends for full-time bilingual teachers like Ms. Pineda. I was like, we also have special education teachers and those that are, you know, self-contained. So we have a lot of different opportunities here. After listening to these ladies, you understand that we don't just teach the student, but we care for the entire student holistically, because there are a lot of different factors that are coming at students these days, and we just want to make sure that they are prepared and our teachers are prepared to be able to battle that. So my last question for today with you guys, what's next?
For me, just like I said, so being a bilingual, I think that's a plus for me, because I'm able to help my students, whoever especially the newcomers, because they don't know how to communicate. There is a language barrier. And sometimes, like we said, so many things going on at home. I think I'm needed in the classroom, but I'm also needed like outside of the classroom. And the only way that I see myself outside of the classroom would be by becoming a counselor. So that's one of my goals. Maybe not this year, but maybe 2016, I might go back to school to get my master's in counseling. And so that way I can try to help more. And just like you say, build those connections that I need to help my community. And going back to what you were saying, so yeah, I just won the TIA.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm one of the exemplary teachers.
Yes.
So, and so I got my check today.
Congratulations.
So, yeah,
that's amazing.
So yeah, Dr. Mace and everyone, they came today. So it was a big celebration. It was really, really nice too. So just like he said, this was my blessed year. So I feel blessed. And everything happens for a reason. God sees what we do. And so every blessing, when we bless other people, we get blessed as well. So it's just not us. It's giving back to the community. And so, yeah, like keep moving forward for my kids, being the role model, and building those relationships, being there when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's what comes. I mean, those are my goals, long-term goals. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I was 0.3 of a point away from TIA. Yes.
You get it.
So what's next is, of course, I will continue in this amazing field of career in technical education, especially for this next year. While I do love the classroom and I can probably be here forever, I do see myself eventually going into an administrative role, you know, to spread the love and to spread the wealth and to spread the knowledge and those things that I know. I do PD facilitation. I've done it here in the district. And so I love to do those type of things as well. Just wherever God sees fit, wherever I am to be planted, that's where I will go or stay. So
that's what it is. It's, we plan, right? But he has the last word.
Indeed. So what I will say, thank you ladies so much for amazing podcast episode. We are so excited to see what you guys have planned. If you want to learn more about the TIA Teacher Incentive Allotment with ALEAF ISD, go to www.aleafisd.net/TIA. We're also excited about Hornstem Elementary. That is going to be ready for 25-26, make sure that you go to aleifisd.net/enroll to make sure that your students are in our schools. Yes. And of course, I have to highlight the Center for Advanced Careers. We also have one of our leaders and awesome educators of the Marshall Center for Advanced Careers here with us, just making sure that you know that we want our students to be successful, not just only while they're here, but also post-secondary and advanced courses, classes. We offer dual credit so they can graduate with their associate degrees. So great things are happening in ALEAF. Until next time, you guys have a great one. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been an AMP production.